We are joined in the media center with our provisional number one qualifier in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Matt Smith. Matt, you ran the first run over 200 miles per hour ever for Pro Stock Motorcycle at Texas Motorplex with your run of 6.776 seconds at 200.26 miles per hour. Tell us about the run.
The run was pretty awesome. I mean, we struggled in Charlotte last week and went home and did a lot of work and found the frame was broke. So we got that fixed and we went up the little local track here, little 8th mile track down the road, and made four laps yesterday. And problem was fixed. So we come here, and I was too conservative first round. The track was really, really good. And I really bogged the motor, slipped the clutch. And I said, we're going to shoot for the moon this last run. And, you know, we got after it. And that Denso spark plug motorcycle, she held ground, went 105, and had a pause there a second. But, you know, to go 200 here, I know we're not going to be here next year, so I've never won this race. I've always come here my whole life, and we've had a customer win this race, Michael Ray, and I'd like to put that on my bucket list to win this race, but at least we got the speed record here, and so when we come back in a couple years, it'll be here.
Fantastic. So we ran eliminations on Monday in Charlotte because of rain, so you're telling us that you went back home, stripped down your bike, found out the frame was broken, fixed it, and then got to Dallas. Tell us about the last week of your life.
When we left Charlotte Monday night, we got home, and we started. I had two crew guys come home with me instead of flying home. And I can't thank Michael Ray and Nate Kendrick enough for doing that, because probably couldn't have got it all done. So we went home. We stripped the bike down, pulled the motor out, pulled all the wiring off. And I called Dog, and I saw where it was broke, and I said, hey, I said, we need to put this on the chassis jig. So he's down at his shop. It's 2 hours away, Tuesday morning. Put it on his jig. He fixed it. 1:30, we left there on the way back to the shop. I rewired the bike, put a motor in it, got everything ready. Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock, we left King, North Carolina, and drove straight through to the little track right up 20 minutes up the road. Got there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and 7 o'clock, yesterday morning we were testing there, and problem solved. So it's kudos to my crew. I couldn't have done without them.
Is that the track in Kennedale?
Wow.
It's the Extreme Raceway, just right here on 45. Nice little 8th mile track. Yeah, it's right on 45 here. It's exit 462, I think it is.
What's the name of the chassis builder that fixed your chassis?
No, his name's Mike Furyk. He's always built my chassis, and every chassis we've had built is by him. He's in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Are you surprised that it's taken any bike rider to get over 200 here, given the history of
it? You know, 200 hadn't gotten broken until last year. And, you know, it's just, you got to make a lot of power, and you got to have the right conditions to go 200. Luckily, we get this nighttime qualifying pass, and you know, we probably couldn't do it here because the barometer's not real good here, but the cool air lives, and, you know, it was cool today, and we got that run, and, you know, tomorrow's supposed to be hotter, so you're probably not going to see it tomorrow, and, you know, everything should stick tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah, it
should
have been it's been warm here almost every September or October, even.
Yeah. It's supposed to get warmer and warmer every day, Saturday and Sunday, so, and it's, if you miss a nighttime qualifying pass, you know, it's not the end of the world. You just got to compare to the field tomorrow, but you're not going to get the number one or two spot, more likely.
Any other questions?
Should have done my tape.
Yep, I gotcha.
No, it's good for me.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.